Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist it
up. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ted Fishman is our guest, the author of China Inc., which is still available. I encourage you to find it somewhere. Buy a used one if you have to, but get it. Also, Shock of Gray, The Aging of America's Population, and it's just a fascinating book, folks. And as we said earlier, the things he reported in these books are coming to pass even today. Ted, thanks again for being here. TedCFishman.com, is that right?
Yep. That's right.
So that's the website. You'll thank me later for going there. Ted, we're talking about the Chicago CEO cadre, the group there that for years was a club of guys that had been with their companies for decades, and they were either from Chicago or they'd been in Chicago a long time as a CEO, And it was there was some stability. Wouldn't that be a good word to use? There was some CEO stability in Chicago.
Yeah, more stability than anywhere else in the country.
Right.
And they stayed for longer. A lot of these longtime CEOs are interesting for small business people because some of them started their businesses and grew them into Fortune 500
right
companies because they had the support of each other, and they had a very pro business environment in the city, even though it's a long-term Democratic leadership here. It's always been very, very pro-business city. Why don't I just look at go through the short list of the companies, and I'll explain what the impact is. There's okay. Archer Daniels Midland, which is one of the new arrival companies. They have a new CEO. That's the big food processor, of course.
Right.
There's Baxter, the medical device maker, Boeing, Kraft Heinz, which is a recent merger, McDonald's, United, Continental, the airline, and Walgreens Boots Alliance, which is the result of the combination of Walgreens, America's biggest pharmacy, with a British pharmacy. And the CEOs have changed for different reasons, but what was interesting is more than half of the results of activist investors coming in and saying,
yeah,
hey, this old culture is vulnerable. We could poke mm-hmm. a few holes in it, shake up the tree, and maybe wring some costs out of it. So when that happens, you know, these companies which have hundreds and hundreds of suppliers of all kinds
mm-hmm.
are
and thousands of employees.
And thousands, tens of thousands, in some cases more than that. Then everybody has to start rethinking. You mm-hmm. know, when a hedge fund manager takes control of your company, no one's safe.
That's right.
And
what they did was they came in, they took a 5-6% stake. And then they started having meetings with the leadership and the board, and then they started saying, okay, we'll become part of, you know, well, first thing we want to do is we want to have representation on the board, right?
That's right.
And they would
right.
get that one or two or three positions on the board, and the next thing you know, they've convinced the other people to they've gotten rid of the other board members, or at least enough to get rid of the leadership.
That's right. That's right. And then often the leadership in increasingly in these activist companies, the leadership comes from outside
right.
the country.
The new guys.
Not just the area, not just the company.
Right.
But they're foreign. And they have the guts to rearrange, break some eggs, lay off people, sell divisions.
The guys they replaced had been with a company 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe 40 years. They knew if they laid somebody off, they probably knew who they were, or they may have had that job at one time. And so there was some connection of humanity when the tenured guys laid somebody off. The new guys, not so much.
Well, the CEO at McDonald's had actually flipped hamburgers in a restaurant early
right.
in his career.
Right.
And, you know, the Boeing is the one exception. Their new CEO is a longtime engineer with
mm-hmm.
a great, great reputation. But, you know, it also affects your city, you know, the organizations that every business ought to join, these business organizations,
right.
chambers, economic development councils.
Those guys don't have any allegiance or any sentiment toward them, do they?
No, they come in and they're strangers. And it's the city's job, it's the people's job who are already there to do whatever they can to embed the new guy in. But he might be out in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because CEO tenure is shortening. And
so is Chicago becoming the city of narrow shoulders?
That's a good point. The full transition hasn't quite happened yet. But I'm worried about it. And John Rogers, who is a mutual fund man and money manager who's on the board of McDonald's, and he says, you know, we still have this intense local culture here, which is unusual, but, you know, you have to worry that it's going away.
Yeah.
You know, that these guys are going to return to Argentina, return to Great Britain, retire to Florida.
Well, and how this affects small business in Main Street is it affects...
Well, I think it affects small business in so many ways.
Yep.
The first wave of change that comes in is the guys who make money by squeezing what they can out of the company. So that means...
And it affects our contracts they have with us.
That's right. And when they squeeze and squeeze and squeeze, you know, they're coming from other markets and they have their own suppliers who come with them. So
yeah.
You really have to figure out who they are. And then once they're done squeezing, they're usually out and then they pick a growth guy.
Right.
So there's all kinds of new opportunities to pitch new people. If you come in with a new innovative way to service them, then you might have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to get in a door you didn't get in.
But Ted, as you know, I wrote an essay about this. And these guys are you know, one of the reasons why the economy is languishing right now is because of the lack of investment in their product and these new CEOs. That's what they're doing because of the influence of the activists.
That's right. That's right. But you can only get so much blood out of that stone.
And
know,
I think
and
we're there now, don't you? Don't you think we're close to being there? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Right after these messages, TedCFishman.com. Be sure to check that out, folks. And we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.